This is Twit.
Then your last app is MLB at Bat.
It's baseball season.
Yes.
So how could I resist MLB at Bat? I think Major League Baseball Advanced Media, I mean, all this conversation about HBO Now being served by MLB Advanced Media, this is a startup inside Major League Baseball. They felt like digital technology was the future, and they needed to take advantage of it. And so this has been one of the most popular apps for iOS since it came out. They keep adding features to it. This is the what I'm showing here is this is the game day mode. So this is pitch by pitch. It's showing you what's going on. But of course, if you subscribe to MLB's video service, I can also flip in and say, show me the Nationals at the Red Sox, and I can flip into live HD video right on my iPad. I've got, maybe I didn't trigger it there, I've got inline highlight, video highlights that I can play. I can play audio of the radio broadcasts, and so all of this is in there. So it really does, so video, audio, text-based updates. There's even, like I said, a news headlines. You can drill into the highlights. There are condensed games at the end of the, about an hour or two after the game is over. They do a condensed version, which is essentially every hit and out of a game.
Nice.
So complete scoreboards, news headlines with stories that you can read about your favorite team or all the other teams that are out there. So it knows that I'm a Giants fan, but it also gives me all the MLB news, as well as a tab that gives me the Giants news, which is bad this week, but it's opening day today. So hope springs eternal. So it's a great app. It's always on my first screen on my iPad and of my my iPhone as well.
Yeah, and it's good speed. You don't have problems.
Yeah, no, it's great. The only catch is because your local cable company spent a lot of money for the TV rights to your local team. Their video service only shows you other teams that aren't your local team, but they have a live look-in feature that shows you highlights from various games, including your local team's games, and you can listen to your local team audio.
Excellent.
So I hope they'll get there. I think in the next year or two, they should be making a deal with cable companies to make this a little bit more expansive, but it's a great app just to see what your team is doing, even without the video features. It's a great app.